This is Slide Into Your DMs,
the podcast about sex, love, and dating
in a digital world,
with Brian McDuffie and Maggie Mayfield.
I like that there'd be a like a sign for it, you know, like in the park, no fire spinning. accidents have happened before, you know. Yeah. We just grew that tree back, you know.
Yeah, he's got like crazy friends. They're like American Ninja Warriors and like circus performer. Like he just, I don't know.
So they all his friends have abs.
They're just.
That's why he's trying to stay faithful. He's like, oh, if I piss off Maggie, she's gonna fuck my chat.
I'm not gonna lie, that's a little gay.
That they all have abs?
That they're all ripped, yeah. That would concern me a little bit.
Why?
Not all your friends should be that ripped. Like, are all your friends ripped?
No, they're all comics. Yeah,
fat, lazy assholes, yeah. Yeah. That would scare me a little bit. Like, if I was dating a girl and all of her friends were shredded, I'd be a little suspicious, you know.
If all my girlfriends were really fit?
Yeah.
I'd be
suspicious.
Oh.
Be like, all of you are fit.
Isn't it like the same thing though? Like if the girl and all her, like if she's the prettiest one of the group and all of her friends are like uggos, like fat uggos, that's a red flag too.
Red flag? I call her smart.
Like, is it though? Because to me that's like, oh, you're picking people so you can feel good about yourself. Like you have
She's creating a pack.
Yeah.
I see.
Wait, are you not supposed to do that?
No.
So I give her props for that. You just went from an 8 to a 10 because you're hanging around uggos. That's smart. Isn't that in Mean Girls? Isn't that? I thought you already did that.
Yeah, but that's like, that just makes you shallow. Listen, if that's all that you care about is like, what?
Dude,
we're talking looks. About a hot girl with like not hot friends, right?
Correct.
Yeah. I think he's totally right. Then she's way cooler.
Way better.
Yeah, she has a personality.
Better personality to hang out with ugly girls, too. And dare I say, I have a friend that's like the good looking one in our group, right? And it kills me that it's not me. You know?
What?
That like all the ladies want him, you know? Like they just walk right past me. So I feel the ugly friends too. But also it's nice because like you're still in the presence. Like,
yeah,
you're
so you
still
just get the overflow?
Group. Yeah, I'll take the overflow. Literal, the overflow. I'll take it, you know? I'll take it.
Is he that good looking if he's just attracting uggos? Like,
is he that good looking if he's, maybe he's a big personality guy. You know? Those exist.
Not saying that like, you being overweight means that you're ugly. That's not what I'm saying, but like,
dude, you know what I had a girl tell me the other day? She said, Brian, for what you lack in looks.
Mm-mm.
And then she said something else, but that's all I heard. I was like, you just call me ugly? You know? I was like, what the fuck you mean lack in looks? Like,
what do you think she said after that?
I think she said, fucking, you're fat and ugly. That's what I think she
was
said.
Was she trying
dude.
To neg you? Like, trying to.
No, she said, like,
your
oh,
engines.
Your personality makes up for it, you know?
Yeah, you're a fun guy.
Like, I was like, I don't want that.
Like, I feel like enough girls have heard that before to where they know you shouldn't say that.
Yeah, that's like me asking like them, like, oh, are you tired? You know?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, we're looking mature today. Something like that, you know? You know?
What does that mean, looking mature?
I don't know, you're just looking older than what we think you are. That one hurts, huh?
Weathered, yeah.
Yeah, you're looking weathered?
Ugh.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, it looks like you just got struck by lightning. Looking weathered. Oh. That's an
you
insult.
Know what I'm talking about, like those women that like they ride on the back of motorcycles with their dude and their face just looks like,
yeah, they get like
they've been weathered,
cigarettes
yeah
for 20
for
yeah
sure.
Yeah, they're leather. All like leathery yeah from like all the flies hitting them and
yeah
shit. Yeah,
from all the flies and all the men hitting them, you know?
have you ever ridden a motorcycle,
like a moped, like 4 an hour?
Have you?
Yeah. I used to ride a motorcycle. I went down, broke
like, I was
four
like,
ribs.
Your cool points just went up, and now
yeah,
you're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
No, I don't do
no,
that.
No, I went down, broke 4 ribs, bought a Honda Civic.
Oh.
I was like, fuck this, dude.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it was like, I was riding it, too, and I did have, like, 1 or 2 beers after work, right? And, of course, I'm like fucking Lightning McQueen, you know? I'm like, oh, Brian, you're so fast. No one can catch you. Going around the corner. I'm like, let's see how low you can get. Next thing I know, I'm like, where am I? You know? What happened? You know? I'm like in the middle of the road too. I can like barely get up. I'm like, I know if I don't get up, I'm gonna get ran over.
Oh my
right
God
now. So I'm like yelling at myself, but then I'm like, still have humility. But this guy's like, hey, are you all right? I'm like, oh, I'm fine. I'm good. I'm all right. God. He's like, you need help? And I'm like, no.
Right, so you didn't even feel the pain of breaking the ribs?
No, I felt
the
pain. Oh. I was like down the street from my house at that point. So I just got back on the bike, rode home very slowly, you know, 15 miles per hour. Got home, bro, and just felt like a wounded veteran, you know, just crawled into bed.
You didn't tell anybody?
Well, then I called my mom trying to get like some sympathy points, you know, and yeah. She was like, I told you not to buy the fucking bike. That's your fucking problem. Fucking sit there with your broken ribs. I don't give a shit. Yeah. And then next day she brought me some soup.
So you never went to the doctor?
You called her to try and get morphine or something.
Morphine? Yeah. Hey, mom, I know you got the good shit.
Wait, you never went to the hospital?
No. I don't really. I just kind of get.
How do you know you had four broken ribs?
I could just feel it. I couldn't really breathe, you know? I was doing like a... like I looked it up on the internet, and it was basically just said, like, you got broken ribs. And I was like, oh, shit, I got broken ribs, you know?
Ah! You know? I love how the guy who's got a motorcycle thinks he can be a doctor.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. That moped is sounding really cool right about now.
That's so cool. With healthcare, dude, that's so hot.
For the first time in history, the moped is cool.
Not trying to like self-diagnose. Do you do that? Do you go down the rabbit hole?
No.
WebMD?
Yeah. WebMD?
Yeah.
No.
You're like, do I have cancer? Am I going to die today? Or is it like...
Not really.
Not that
I've been
poor,
getting
huh?
fatter, and I've been kind of embracing it a little bit more.
Nice. You do look like a healthy weight. You do look healthy.
That's what my grandma tells me. I don't know. She tells me I'm too skinny that I look better now. I did gain like 7 pounds over the holidays.
Yeah, that relationship weight, huh?
Yeah. It's real. I think she wants me to get fatter so there's no competition.
Exactly. Yeah. Then you're trapped, you know? Yeah. Yeah. I do think women do that, though.
Trying to eat fat?
Yeah, plump you up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like do that, like witch, like in that book where the witch feed them all at candy or whatever it is.
Yeah, but like you keep saying like the best way to a man's heart is through his stomach. And so when we're like, oh, I'm just going to show up and I'm just going to keep cooking.
Yeah.
And by the time, you know, you've tried our whole
recipe book,
it's like, oh, you're in now 7 pounds heavier.
Like, Chris, do you like just sitting inside, ordering in, watching a good movie with the lady?
No, I hate that.
You hate
I
that?
I hate staying at home. I could live in a shoe. I could live in this place, like this entire place, like, and I'd be like, that's fine. I'm just going to wake up and then leave.
Oh, God. Nice. Oh. I'm jealous. What do y'all do for fun? What are your date activities?
For fun?
Yeah.
What do you do together?
We'll be right back.
Yeah, what do you do?
Fun. Let me think about fun real quick. I've enjoyed myself.
Besides having sex, is that what you
mean? Well, just in general, he's like thinking, he's like, I do fun. What is
it? How long have you guys been dating now?
I'm ashamed to say now, 2 years. I took her horseback riding for the 2-year anniversary.
That's a good one. It's very romantic.
That's fun.
Very good one. Yeah.
You dress her up like Taylor Swift and you're like, it's a love story, babe. Mm.
No.
No, it's her. I just brought her to get her.
I just bought some horses.
Smashed by a horse. Yeah.
All right.
You're just like sitting in the back the whole time because you're just watching her jump on the horse. You
know? Yeah, pretty much, dude.
Yeah, she's like, Chris, this is such a great idea. And you're like, I agree.
Dude, she hated it. But I told her how much money it was and she was like, okay.
How much money was it?
It was insane. It was like $300 for both of us.
Damn.
For an hour and a half.
Where did you
wait
ride
per person
horses?
Or together?
Together.
Oh,
the like two different like, horses. Yeah.
It didn't come with like a picnic or anything.
Picnic?
No. They were trying to rob you. And it was in Lockhart, and they're like, oh, you can get like barbecue for like an extra $70 a person. It's like
what?
Yeah.
Inflation.
Not inflation. Yeah. They're trying
and
to get
the entire
the
time, the guide
here,
was just like hangry. Like he had to like skip his lunch break, and so he just kept getting pissed at the horse anytime it wouldn't listen. And he just smacked the shit out of it, dude.
Yeah, he did.
Oh my
fucking
God.
Damn it, Tina!
Yeah,
you're gonna
no.
listen. All right. Yeah. He like smacked the shit out of her. He's like, wait till you see how I treat my wife. You know? Oh God.
I was like, oh, thank God she lives in San Antonio. You can't extend that hand too far.
Yeah. Oh. Wow. Yeah, dude, horses are terrifying. I remember one time I rode a horse. I'm not a big animal person, you know, scared of animals. Don't really fuck with animals, bro.
They have teeth.
They have brains, you know, that I can't communicate with. I don't know what that thing's thinking. And everyone's like, oh, they feel your vibes. How do we know that? How do we know their vibes aren't fucking off, you know? Anyway, so I get to this horse, this giant Apache fucking war horse. Giant. I'm talking about war horse, bro, right? Just fucking sit on it, hanging out. Everyone's having fun, you know? It's all good, bro. Hit that motherfucker one time and I just hear go, like the motorcycle. Yeah. Like, I thought it was about to take off on me.
So big.
And the guy even says, he goes, dude, if that thing takes off, you're fucked.
Were you on it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was like, hey, anytime it tries to eat grass, remember, you're in control. Just whip that motherfucker up. Yeah, and I was like,
why won't you let it eat grass?
Oh, the boss of this thing. See how big this thing is? This thing would fucking kill me if it wanted to.
Yeah, all it has to do is just like fucking flip you
off.
That's
what I'm saying. I'm done. I hit a rock. I'm dead, you know?
Yeah.
I ain't no one got time for that. So,
that
yeah.
happened to my stepmom. Yeah, she fell off and hit her head
fucking
real bad.
Grass.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
She fell off the horse?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
And still takes care of horses. Like it's.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's a horse lady for sure.
I know a lady got the tip of her finger bit off.
By a horse?
By a horse. Same thing. Still takes care
of
horses.
But they're vegetarian. Yeah.
I'm like, dude, that is, there must be something about them because that's wild.
Horse whisperer.
Yeah, they have fat Americans sitting on them all the time. I would hate it too.
That's hilarious. They like do little things to like redeem themselves, you know?
It's funny. Like a couple of years ago, I did like Dean's like bull riding competition and I won that. And I just kept telling my girlfriend like, yeah, I'm just easing back into my... my regime.
So you guys have been together
to start a dynasty, baby.
For 2 years, and you can say you don't want to talk about it if you don't, but like, is your sex life consistent with how it was when you first were together? Or is it less, or is it more, or is it like
less? I mean, at the start, you're doing it like 10 times a week.
Yeah. Saying I love you and stuff. Yeah.
It took me a year, like almost a year to say that.
Nice.
Yeah.
It took you a year to tell your girlfriend I love you?
I've never had a girlfriend before. She's starting bare bones. Yeah.
All right.
I feel like that's a good time.
A year?
Yeah, because you don't want to say it too early because you can't take
you
it back.
Scare them off. Yeah.
The year is like you make her wait for it. You know it's real. Yeah. You know it's true. Yeah. Like I say it on dumb shit. Girl buys me a Dr. Pepper. I'm like, I love you. She's like, what? And I'm like, huh?
I'd really fuck with her too. And I'd be like, I really like you.
Yeah.
She'd be like, oh, dude. I'd be blueballing her for the entire year.
Just emotionally blueballing her.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, I think one night when we were like both asleep at like 4 a.m, I woke up and I was like, I love you. And she's like, what did you say? And I was like, don't ruin the moment. And then I went back to sleep.
Okay.
That woke her up from her slumber. She's like, oh, I heard that one, you know? Yeah. I like how I can't even wake up when I gotta pee, but she woke up with three little words, you know? Crazy.
Yeah, I've been waiting to hear it for 6 months at this point, I'm sure.
It got to the point where, like, in the morning, she always leaves before me for work.
Mm-hmm.
And, like earlier, we were talking about how, like, everybody has, like,
a word limit. Yeah.
Anytime, like, she would leave, I would say, like, have a good day. And then I was like, that's an extra word. I don't want to waste it. And so I just started saying, I love you. Just to save a word.
Oh, my God. So you're not even sure if you mean it at this point?
No, I do. But I'm just like, I don't want to save a word. All right, cut that one, too. All right, I thought that'd be funny.
What do you mean everyone has a word count?
Okay.
There's a,
Were you, is it just
do you,
me?
Do you know what this is?
I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about.
Like, you guys don't
about,
know
but...
that words are free? You can just say them? And...
No, but, like, I have this
God,
theory
this is where
that...
we look like hippies.
Yeah,
like,
this is very hippie.
All right, let's hear it.
I have this theory that, like, everyone has a word limit, and once you've said all of your words, then you're allowed to die. So you only get a certain amount of words in your whole life. And we were just talking about how, like, yeah, you waste them on people that you don't even know. Like, the guy on the street, like, hey, what's up, man? Oh, have a good day.
Or
you know, at the cashier is like.
You spend them on people you love.
Yeah. But you've never felt this? Like, you get home and you're like, wow, I talked a lot today. I'm done talking.
Never
you know,
in my
all I do is spew
life.
Bullshit all yeah. the time.
You're talking
every
to two
day.
Blabbers.
Yeah. Yeah. I love talking. I'll just say things, see if they stick. If not, I'll protract it. You know,
I
it's
do
fun.
Too. I do too, though. But I also work in a profession where, like, I speak all day. I speak at this podcast. I talk for voiceover for a living. I also write songs and sing songs. There's so many words. And if you only get so many of them, I don't want to waste them.
See, I like making people feel comfortable. So, like, I will talk and tell them, you know. So it's, like, makes the vibe more comfortable. Does
they
that make
say,
sense?
They say that, like, women have a higher word count than men do. And when you're talking to people, you don't feel that exhaustion. You're like, oh, it was a busy day. Like,
yeah, it is hard. It's hard on the brain. You're coming up with topics and you got to be interesting.
So you do have a word limit.
I think energy. Yeah, daily.
That's it. That's the same.
But that sucks, though. Like, what is this, a bad Eddie Murphy movie? You only got a 15,000 words you can say your whole life? I'm going to walk around with like Maya Angelou now, you know?
Typically,
I'm just not going to say nothing ever. I'm just going to walk around angry and stoic.
No, I know they've done studies on this, but I think it's like 19 to 20,000 a day for men and somewhere between like 22 and 24 for women. Thousand.
I just want to let you know, I'm putting you in my funeral now if I die early.
16,000
words a day. Okay, so
it's
not
even that much more than a dude, though.
Yeah, but I wish it was more, though.
Who the hell is counting? So like, that doesn't.
Yeah, I agree, like, guys. I'm on 565 right now.
Talk about wasting words. This is wasting time.
I do wish women was way higher than men, so we could be like, see, all you guys just spout bullshit, yeah. You know. But no, yeah, so do we. A lot of bullshit from both sides.
Yeah.
I seen a video on this the other day. I'm curious. Tell me how you feel, too. Do you think women want to be wives nowadays, or do you think they just want to get married?
What?
Married versus a wife.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you mean like a partner versus like a domestic?
Like, you know, like a wife, bro. Like a wife sacrifices, you know, for the betterment of the relationship, tries to fucking for the betterment of the family.
You mean like a stay-at-home mom?
No, just a wife compared to being married. Is that not clear
enough
for y'all?
You mean a mother versus a wife?
Yeah, I think what you're trying to say, like...
I think there's a difference between married and wanting to be a wife. I think everyone wants to be married just for, like, the say of, like, I got married, but wanting to be a wife is, like, much different.
Oh, yeah, that's why you have a starter marriage. That's why.
That's why you lose half your shit early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Early.
Do you guys think women nowadays, like, want to be wives? Like, when you talk to your girlfriend about it, do you think she wants to be, like...
Yeah. Yeah.
A wife,
yeah, because
like
they want to leave the game.
Or do you think she just wants to be married, so she's out of the game? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get what you're. Now I understand what you're saying.
Can you explain what he's saying? I'm like still kind of.
So
lost.
He's saying, like, do you think women nowadays want to make the commitment of being a wife, where like you have to take your partner into consideration, make sacrifices for kids, take a step back, no more like less going out, hoe phase gone.
You know?
Or do they want to just be like, I have a ring, I have a hubby, but still have like their work husband and not build a life together, more just have the title, I guess, is what I told
you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you think women from our generation want to be like wives? I feel like they all just want to get like married and just be like, oh yeah, I'm married. I got my guy. We live in an apartment in the city. It's good, you know? Mm-hmm. Or like, I don't feel like there's wives anymore. Like, I think my mom is like a wife to my dad, you know?
Is your dad a husband to his wife?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know what's cute about my parents? They're both turning 50 this year. They both planned each other's surprise birthday parties.
Aww. Oh, that's
yeah.
Cool.
Like,
cool.
My dad, during his surprise birthday party, was like, well, I guess we're fucking doing this again in a couple months. I was like, you're doing one for her, too? He goes, yeah, fucking all the same people are going to be here. Yeah, same fucking place.
Oh,
you know?
God, that's so cute.
And he was like all agitated, and I just kind of looked around. And I was like,
I'm right.
Yeah.
Dude, we can go to Yellow Rose.
Text my ex.
But right also, there. He's going to need you to confirm that like it wasn't an idea after she threw the
facts.
Party. Yeah.
Yeah. My mom will do that too.
Yeah.
You got this idea from me.
Yeah.
You only got 15,000 words a day, bro. Yeah, dude.
I don't know that like that there's good representation to know what that means to be a wife. You know what I mean? Like my mom, I don't know if she was a good wife. She's a great woman, but I don't know that like the examples there of like what a good wife is.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, I just see like they just hold the house down, you know? Everyone's always talking about the patriarchy and stuff. And my world was the complete opposite. My mom runs the fucking show, you know?
That is patriarchy, though.
Is it?
Didn't your mom have a kid when she was younger, though? Like a teenager?
Yeah, I was first baby at 19. Yeah. I guess, she didn't really have a choice, you know? They're like, we're going to the courthouse. Yeah, we're doing this. My dad was like, I can't escape. She's crazy.
What about patriarchy is right above Brian.
Wait, is patriarchy the man? Or
no,
the
yeah,
woman?
You were right. Patriarchy is the man, and then matriarchy is the woman.
Is the ladies. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what I'm doing here. I know what I'm talking about. Like,
no, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. But women laugh about this. We're like, oh, we just let you guys think that you're in control when really it's...
You're Zeta, not Alpha.
Yeah.
It's so funny because I feel like as men, we do that too. Do you do that?
Do what?
Or do you put the foot down
a lot?
Let
the girl think that she's
that
in control?
That she runs it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's good to play the fool. And then you crack the whip when you need to.
Yeah. My dad
not in like a relationship, just like in work too.
Yeah. My dad is a master at it. I've just watched that my whole life. So good at it. You know, I watch that man swallow his pride all the time. Then on big things, he just goes, no. Turns the TV back on. Awesome. Awesome. I go, dude, that guy's got to figure it out, bro.
Why do you think that girls don't want to be wives? What
I just,
makes you think
dude,
that?
So I'm like working with a lot of young chicks right now. Sounds so weird saying that, but I work in a restaurant, so there's a lot of young 20-year-olds and stuff. And like, just hearing them talk about like how they're going to waste their youth and like they didn't, you know, they're just trying to have fun. And blase, blase.
But if you're talking to like a 22-year-old chick, wait 5 years when they hit their late 20s, and they'll be like, oh, fuck, I need to have a kid. Otherwise, like, my eggs are going to die.
No, but even then, it's still, I just want to be a wife, you know, or I just want to be married before it's too late, you know. It's not like a big, like, I want to have a family to take care of, you know. Like, that to me is a wife, someone that's like,
okay, the kid thing, that is a whole different ball game.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, it's a time clock. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I agree.
Because I think, like, I could be a great partner to someone and a great wife to someone, but when you add kids in the mix, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah, I don't think kids makes you a wife.
I think it's a big part of it.
I think that's a big part of it in your opinion.
That's why we choose the lady we choose, you know?
Yeah, but not everyone. Like, I mean, you always tell me and Erica to have kids, but like, we don't want to have kids right now, and that maybe will change.
But
like,
when you chose Erica, you weren't like thinking in your head like, man, she'd be a great mom, great wife.
No, it was just a great. I mean, like, you meet great her and you're partner. Like, oh, you're a great partner. Like, that's all encompassing. Is like, I think people like, I think when they say they want to be married, I think they're just young and generalizing. They're like, yeah, I want to get married, and that includes finding the one, the perfect one. They're not just spelling it out, they're saying it with less.
Yeah, I get you.
Cause, but I do agree
trying
with you.
To save them words. Yeah,
yeah. Word count.
Yeah.
Word, yeah. Full circle. Yeah. I think you're right though. I think it's just more that like now there's like, for lack of a better word, like women are allowed to be in their hoe phase. Like, you know, like 20 years ago, like that was very frowned upon.
Yeah. Yep.
And like not now it's accepted. So I think it's like more out there, so it seems like less women.
Yeah.
But they were doing that back in the day. They were just staying home and fucking the milkman and like you know, there's people that don't care
the
about their
man.
Partner.
I like that
dad.
You think 20 years ago the milkman
existed. Yeah. I had a milkman growing up. We had a milkman at our house growing up.
Yeah, well, not all of us grew up in Pleasantville.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Watch a lot of
I also feel like the swinger lifestyle is like more predominant now, especially with like the internet. You go on like a Facebook group,
yeah,
like you can find like 20,000 of them.
I feel like it's like
here.
That's like a new thing.
I feel like that's an older person thing. That's like, I think couples that have been together for a long time and they don't want to have to go back out there. And they're like, let's spice this up.
Yeah.
And see, because they've already built the foundation. They've established.
Club with my girlfriend. This is like our 7th date ever.
Hell yeah.
And I just threw out the idea. We didn't do anything. It was just literally just like to go, like,
experience.
Go check
it
out. Yeah. And it was like, the average age there is like 57.
Yeah.
Did anyone talk to y'all?
Yeah. We were the hottest ones by far,
oh,
dude.
How many people?
We were like a third of their age.
What happened? What happened?
Oh, there's a stripper who tried to go home with my girlfriend.
Nice. Were you included at all, or was she just like trying to steal her from you?
She was isolating my girlfriend.
Yeah, Mr. Steer girl.
Yeah,
nice.
Pretty much.
Nice.
And then it was just me and that stripper's boyfriend just at a table. Just scheming like, oh, I hope they go home with each other.
So you can like hear about it later, and also you can like watch
much.
It.
Yeah.
All right.
So what,
and then the guy was just like, he was so coked up. He was like, you know, just let them talk. If it happens, it happens. He just kept saying, if it happens, it happens. Like,
oh my God, he's a little pimp. Wait, did they go home together?
Huh?
Did they go home?
No, they didn't.
Okay. That's when you were like, no.
Did nothing happened?
No, nothing happened. She took Molly with the stripper. That was cool.
Dude, the stripper is really trying to have sex with
her. Oh, she was. Yeah, she was.
Take Molly.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's crazy. Would you ever go back?
No. It's funny. Like, my parents have like this, what's it called? Like Life 360 app that like just tracks you. And then my brother saw me there and I was like, fuck.
Wait, what's is like the name of a club that's like?
It's like I'm sure, like when you check it says like Colette Adult,
yeah,
sex Got club it. Or whatever,
yeah. Adult sex club.
Yeah. And I had to lie to him and be like, I do shows in weird places, man.
Do you were saying the swinger thing? You feel like it's old people? Don't you feel like just the young version is just being like pansexual, like in an open relationship, is just swinging, but with like just it's the same thing.
No, that's what I'm saying, because I think it's like a new thing. I do agree that it is older people that normally do it, but
it's
I
a
think
new trend.
Swinging is like, yeah, I don't. Were they doing this in the 80s?
Like a nom
in the 70s and stuff? Were you swinging?
No, it's probably harder to find people like that without the internet, without like whatever apps.
Yeah,
because
how
use.
Does that? You're just like at a party and you're like, oh, Chris, wouldn't it be so funny if you let me fuck your wife?
Yeah.
You know?
Honestly,
no,
I feel
weird?
Like every city's got like a little watering hole for like that community to where it's like, oh, go to the Oasis.
The HEB off breaker.
Yeah. Upside down like, pineapple.
Yeah, I think it's like any other trend. They'll probably circle around. It'll disappear for 10 years. We won't think about it here. And then all of a sudden, again, we'll be in that age bracket and we're like, oh, all of our friends are doing this? Oh. Do you know what I mean? Like,
if all my friends started doing it and didn't ask me, I'd be so upset. I'd be so mad. I'd be like, I'm the one you didn't choose. That's fucked up, guys. Feelings would be hurt.
Wait, I feel like it's a compliment if they don't want you. Then I'd be like, oh, you might steal my girl if you fuck her.
Oh, I like the way you're thinking of that. That's nice. I'm thinking the opposite of fat and ugly.
Wow.
So swinging, they actually called it the swinging 70s because that's when it became really popular. It was invented in the 1960s.
Right.
But then
free love, yeah.
So yeah, it said in 2018, a study shows that 2.35% of Americans currently self-identify as swingers and 4.7% have identified it's swingers in there some point.
4%. Yeah, that's so funny, dude. Like fucking 80 people. Yeah. It's funny because the swinging 70s. When was the first STD? Was it?
Bro.
Was it because of those little
like
fuckers?
Like 2 years after the first
fucking
people.
Everyone, you know? No. I think STDs came late, dude.
No, are you kidding me? Contraception wasn't made till like the 1830s.
Syphilis was like annihilating people in like the Dark Ages. Like,
was it? I thought that was Al Capone times.
No, I mean it's always been. It's a seasoned vet.
Maybe that's when they invented the condom.
So there's still 13 million people in America that identify as swingers at some point in their life. That's 4% of them.
13 million. Not one of them tried to fuck me yet. God damn.
It's okay. Crazy. Anytime you watch like swinger sex parties on Pornhub, it's like mainly dudes. So that 13 million, it's like maybe
facts.
Half a million chicks.
It's six. Yeah. You ever watch those dancing bear videos?
Yeah,
I want to
it's all porn stars,
so
dude.
Bad,
it's all
dude.
Porn stars.
Yeah, but like no one sees your face, so you're like a mascot.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Wait, what?
There's these porn videos, right? It's called Dancing Bear, where this guy like goes, he's like a stripper,
uh-huh.
And all the ladies are like woo, but they're all like porn stars, you know?
Is
but,
like in a onesie or what? Or
no,
like,
he just has a bear head
naked
on, but
with
he's
like
naked.
A bow tie, maybe.
So no one can see your face. You're like a mascot.
You want to do that?
Would you not?
I don't.
That sounds pretty
know.
Awesome.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
No one knows who you are.
And then what happens?
You're slapping meats on girls? That sounds awesome. That sounds like my dream. I'll give up comedy right now.
But you have tattoos, so people would know.
Yeah, I don't care. The whole
then
time,
again,
I,
that,
I
guess that's like our, that's the male version of a gangbang, which I guess to a girl is just like a little bit intense.
A little? Yeah. I feel like that's the most intense it gets, you know?
Yeah.
Reverse gangbang, though. You think you could handle one of those?
No.
You have like five chicks that are like, oh, we all want to bang you.
No, dude. I,
wait,
even
is
with
it
my
a
girlfriend,
gang?
I come in like 4 minutes, man. That's after like 1,000 times of fucking.
Is it a gangbang, though, if it's like girls on one dude?
Reverse gangbang.
Yeah.
That's what we call it in man life.
Does that ever happen?
To the cool guys.
I'm
pretty sure Luke Skywalker did it one time. Indiana Jones did it one time. Yeah, Batman. Yeah, Diddy, but probably not with chicks, but yeah.
Damn. I want a reverse gangbang. You go to Southeast Asia.
Wow, reverse gangbang, Brian.
$1,000.
Yeah, dude, I told you, I didn't make that up. I thought I made it up. I didn't make it up. All right.
I just can't imagine like being around a couple of my friends, even 20 years ago, with my girlfriends being that horny, all attracted to the same dude, being like, let's go. Yeah. It just doesn't seem...
Yeah, none of the dudes could imagine it either. You know?
In theory, it sounds great to a guy, but like, it's just so intimidating.
Is
10
it?
Chicks at the same time? Really?
I will accept the challenge.
How are you going
to
make
you get
10
to be
chicks
like a, you get to be like a Nazi general. How awesome would that be?
What?
You, here, you, do this, you, don't move, stay in the gas. How awesome would that be, you know? You just get to, all right, no one's feeling this, I'm done. I'm done talking about that. Bro, did you guys hear the sex video with Diddy and Meek Mill?
No, can we try to pull that up? That'd be awesome.
It's aggressive. I don't know if y'all want to hear it. Did you hear it, B?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's kind of vague. I think it's just two black dudes having sex.
I realize gay sex is aggressive, dog. Because it's like two alphas, you know? So, like, even the guy that's supposed to be submissive is like, yeah, you like that? Get in there. Yeah. It's like, dude, that's crazy, you know?
Oh, it's audio only?
Dude, it was wild to hear. And you don't know if that's really them or not, but. Yeah, this is where I heard it, actually.
You guys got to put headphones on.
Yeah.
To hear it. And also, it's probably going to take
another. They had a recording of Meek and Diddy. Making love?
Making love.
Okay, you have it. Let's hear it.
Dude. If you can tell that that's Meek Mill and Diddy, that's so gay of you to be able to be like, that's him.
I just like how.
No, that's Diddy. He's a baritone. That's how you go, yeah,
I like how he's just like, oh shit, and we're chill. That shit's crazy, bro. What are people canceling Diddy for? Is he a pedophile or is he just gay? What's happening?
He's sex a gay trafficker. Pedophile. He's like Epstein level sex trafficking.
But what is this? What does that mean, though? Like, he's bringing in 16, 15, 14-year-old girls?
Yes, and selling them to people for profit and money. That's like a business he was a part of.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's, like, yeah, there's like, he's like Rico'd. Like, he's fucked.
You don't already make enough money?
Is he still in Miami?
Yeah,
he didn't leave.
He was going to, but it was like he stayed. I think he turned himself in.
Oh.
And he's definitely going to suicide, I'm air quoting himself, in like a week probably. Because it's going to be like the Epstein stuff. Apparently he's like connected to a giant sex ring.
Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
Yeah.
If Bill Cosby's dead on that, not on that list, I call bullshit. Dude,
Diddy's got to go on Club Shay Shay, clear his name.
Yeah, facts. It'd be funny, he goes in there, he's like, let me tell you about Cat Williams. Oh, dude, that'd be wild.
Fuck. Hey, ask that question you were asking me earlier.
Will you touch my wiener?
No, on the chat. On the chat, what were you asking? Something about...
Chat?
Am I the asshole one?
No, my girlfriend has a record of all these guys she's been with.
Am I the asshole,
Oh, that's awesome.
You want to read it? You want to read it? I feel like you're more articulate than I am.
You want me to read this whole thing? This is so much.
Yeah, you can sum it up. You can
sum all right, I'll sum it up. Apparently, this is written by a man, 21-year-old man. His girlfriend's 20 years old. She has a record of all the guys she's been sleeping with. I personally think it's creepy, but her friends disagree. Basically, she has like a detailed list of all of her past relationships. And Brian goes, Maggie, do you do this? I did for a long time. I had like a list of people that I had sex with. But I don't keep a detailed record of like
how detailed,
what their
like their height.
No, just like their name. I don't know why I thought I needed to remember it, and then I wound up throwing it away a few years ago because I was like, I need to shame myself for this.
Yeah, but these girls have dick size on there.
Yeah, I never did that.
And like in this story, the girls are relating. I'm like, oh, I got a list too in front of their boyfriends.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I guess they get into a giant argument, right? And the girlfriend at the end tells the guy how he's definitely on the smaller side on the list. Isn't that fucking, do all women do that?
I don't know. I
think that's something every guy should do. I love talking about that kind of stuff with dudes.
Yeah, we used to have like little black books, you know? Even now we still do it, but we don't you keep a list. Hey, Brian, let me show you Chandra. Look at that one. Nah, look at that. 34 double D. I wrote that down. Never forget that.
I do think a lot of girls do that. I do think they keep a record of their body count.
Well, let me say something about body count real quick. You know how most of y'all say it doesn't matter?
Uh-huh.
Apparently it does. If you're keeping fucking notes and records, apparently it matters to y'all, you know?
Yeah, I don't know why. It's like a...
But you
want
a girl to have a certain body count. That way she's more fun in bed. That way she's not scared to try something new, you know?
Oh, no, Chris, don't get me wrong. I love a whore, too. I feel you. If her body count's not 10, we're probably not even fucking. You know?
Yeah,
I'm with
you,
bro. I'm with you. Fucking all of y'all should be whores.
It's funny.
You
mentioned lists. There's when I lived in New York, 5 years ago, I was just hoeing around on Bumble and all that stuff. I kept a pretty detailed list, and then I was keeping track of conversions from first to second dates, and then
just very scientific of
how much money I spent on the dates.
You were trying to conquer lands, huh?
Yeah, pretty
trying
much.
Trying to be Alexander
dude.
The Great over there.
Why were you keeping track of how much money you spent?
Just interesting. You want the stats. Same reason why that chick was keeping stats of dick sizes.
Oh, that chick
really
was
weird.
$50. We'll be calling her back.
So you were if I spend this much money, I'm guaranteed to get this much physical contact, do you think?
Yeah, there's a proper ratio.
There is?
Yeah.
What's
what
the
is
ratio?
It? Yeah.
Set yourself up for a world of trouble, dude.
If you spent $100.
Change your last name again. Clip it. Sorry, continue.
So if you spent $100 on a girl, let's say it's a second date. Your second date,
I'm a piece of shit. I was taking them to coffee shops, and then I just it was a New York coffee shop, super busy. I would come there early, reserve the tables. I'm a piece of shit for doing this. I would reserve the table and be like, "Hey, you go get whatever coffee you want. I'll stay here." And I personally made the decision to say this word. I'll guard the table, protect it.
So she would buy her own.
Yeah.
I'll guard the table, get us a cup of coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
So she would buy your coffee too?
No.
Damn.
Would she just drink the coffee and then you would just sit there interview her?
I would have a water. I was broke at the time.
He's got his little
funny.
So funny. Black book out and ready
Chris
to go.
Chris goes, "I don't even like coffee."
I would give them names, superhero names.
Are you looking at it right now?
I am.
Give me a name.
I have one that's Suicide Squad. She threatened to kill herself in my apartment.
Because of you?
God.
Yeah.
Awesome. Good for you, Chris.
No, it's horrible.
You're slinging that thing around.
Horrible, dude.
No, but you must have done something right. She's I'm going to kill myself.
I didn't even touch her. We didn't even go to bed or anything.
Wow.
You know,
second date.
Brian, I feel like I give you a lot of shit on this podcast. You've done nothing this crazy. This is wild.
No,
yeah.
Bro,
I got the tism, dude.
Bro, I know.
That's
a
not tism. That's not tism.
That's the devil in you, son.
Yeah.
Is it that bad?
Bro, I know a man that used to go out to eat with ladies and then would eat before, and then he would just eat a salad at dinner to make them feel insecure and fat about themselves. He'd go, "Get whatever you want." They'd be like, "Yeah, can I get the
worse.
Steak?" And he'd be like, I'm just going to get a side salad, kind of watch my weight. They'd be like, huh? You know? I'd be like, that's fucking savage.
That was pretty.
I just want to let you know, God is watching you, okay?
I mean, anything to save $17. I get that.
17.
That's amazing, dude. I can't believe you did all that.
And it worked? And it worked?
Yeah, I'm
did
trying
that,
to look at the
Did
the
coffee
conversion
shop
rates.
Girl convert?
It was all coffee shop girls.
You take them to the same coffee shop?
Yeah. I would triple book.
Oh my God, you'd be there all day?
Yeah.
What if it went great with the first one? Then what?
It was in the afternoon. I would schedule it for later that night if it went well.
No, what if, like,
I told my therapist and I was like, Chris, you have to stop.
I'm begging you, please, please. But also, when you're done with them, send them my number too, okay?
Wait, so did you get to have sex with any of them?
I'm trying to look at the numbers, yeah.
Like, all of them. Bro, did you, like, get up and, like, walk them to their car? Or did you, like, stay at the table and, like, don't worry, I got a 3:30. You're fine. I didn't even try to be funny. I'm serious right now.
Oh, God. I just knew the coffee shop so well. I was like, if you wait 10 minutes, you'll get a table. Like, it's not good when you know, like, the turnover rate at a coffee shop.
Don't worry, Evan comes in at 4:30.
Yeah. Damn. Have you ever had back-to-back dates like that in a day?
Yeah. I've been on a date, like a Bumble date before, that was not the best. And then I went back inside and asked another girl out. Yeah. But what? Also, like, the other girl that I seen was like, oh, I love her. You know, she's perfect. She's amazing. The girl I was on a date with, I was like, I'm just being nice, you know? I went back inside, and even the girl I asked,
she get like kind of catfished? How come you went on a date with her in the first place?
No, it was more like personality, you know, just wasn't for me. Kind of mean.
Mm.
Why are you being so mean? What's the point here?
She was mean?
Yeah. I was like, are you just an angry person? Or are you trying to be funny? Are you being lady funny right now, or it's actually just like mean? You know? You know, is that what you're doing? You know? And I went back inside.
Didn't a part of you just want to, like, take her home and then just, like, bring the mean back to her?
No, I didn't want her to dominate. Be that lucky, you know? You know what I'm saying? I don't want, you know, I don't want to keep explaining. Then I feel weird when I explain.
Have you ever been on a date where you could tell the girl just wanted to have sex?
No, I wish.
Have you?
Yeah.
Did you give it up?
No.
Good.
Wow.
Okay. When you say give it up, you mean like go home with her, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, I thought you were standing strong.
Oh, no, why would you? No, dude, I know how hard it is to get pussy. Are you going to turn it away?
Not that hard.
That's crazy.
Not that hard.
Well, let's do this. Let's do this.
Are these the same cards?
Yeah.
Ladies' night. Oh, my God.
The needle how it works. Pick a card, any card, and then a question that you want the room to answer.
My parents got a house, and, like, they have, like, this little back house where, like, I would live, but then I moved out and lived with my girlfriend, and then my brother, he would, like, date around and, like, bring chicks in the back. One night I stayed in the back house again, and she found, like, cards like these and some condoms, and it fucked me up, man. I got in so much trouble.
Oh. Did you explain to her? And she
yeah, of course. She got it, but, like, for the next, like, 48 hours, she was still pissed, just, like, because she saw condoms.
Yeah. Dude, I got in a fight the other day with a lady because I just said something dumb, just, like, trying to throw something out. I said, I think racism is done, and she got all types of mad, you know, and, like, started freaking out, and I realized, I was like, just say you're dumb. Say you're sorry. There's no point fighting about this, you know? I was like, hey, I'm dumb. Racism's still alive, you know?
She said that to you?
Yeah. I was like, sometimes you just gotta swallow the pill, you know? Learn that from my dad. Just fucking deal with it. You know, the 48 hours, you're like, whatever. I'll deal with it. I say I'm sorry. I say I'm dumb. Whatever I gotta do just so you don't hate me, you know?
Oh, my God. I have so many questions.
Ask them.
This is a person that you've been on a date with before.
This is my ex-girlfriend that I'm going to see next month.
Damn, oh, we can talk about it now. Okay.
We can't talk about it yet, but yeah, I'm going to see my ex-girlfriend next month in San Fran.
Yeah, I remember you telling me.
We'll see how that goes, you know?
Okay. So it's not like a new-ish person that was like, you're dumb.
No, it was like the person that knows me better than anyone that was like, shut the fuck up, you're dumb, you know?
All right, that's different.
You know?
I was like, that kind of behavior is not tolerated on a first through fifth date,
sense. I retracted that statement and then tried to form a new one. You guys want me to say it now? Tell me if you agree or disagree with me. You ready, Brandon?
I already know I don't.
He loves my racist takes. Dare I say, black people are the only people that can complain about racism.
No. No.
Yes, because they're the only ones that didn't come here by choice.
No.
Everyone else, you knew what you were getting into and you came over
here. Yeah, but the Indians lost their homes.
The natives?
Yeah.
Yeah, what about that?
But there's not that
many. What about, like...
Yeah, they can complain, too. They got casinos. They got reparations.
What about, like, what happened to the Koreans with, like, Japan and China?
Yeah, that's not us.
Yeah, but you said your statement was that only black people can complain about racism.
In
that's
America,
it. You didn't say that part.
Oh, God.
And this is why she gets mad at you.
The statement still sucks. Go back to the drawing board. I'll work on it, you know?
You should just... my advice to you. You should save all your racist takes that you want to tell her and never tell her them.
No, I'm always going to talk about them.
Okay.
Forever.
You know what, Brian? Don't change. Be you.
Thanks.
I retract my previous statement. You're
girl,
right. Thanks.
Here's these thoughts and they're still like, I want him inside me. I'm like, that's a keeper, dude.
You never try those things with a girl? You ever try like the crazy thoughts in your head? Like, let's see if this makes any sense. Like to see if you can see where I stand on it. You never just like test them out.
My girlfriend will never have those fun debates with me. Like, guys like to think about, like, fun hypothetical situations. Like, I don't think I've met girls who like that kind of stuff.
What? I always thought it was the reverse.
No, wouldn't
you
Would you
still love me if I didn't have
no,
my
No,
arm?
Talking about, like, no.
We're talking about real conversations.
Yeah.
Right,
like what?
Like, would you fuck Stephen Hawking, or would you,
Is it always a fuck question? Is that...
That was just what came to mind.
I was like, because if it's always a fuck question, then yeah, no one wants to play. Get back to me.
This is a good look for us boys.
So far we got racist. Yeah. Yeah. Good people, swear to you.
What was my other choice?
Fuck.
Stephen Hawking or?
Stephen Hawking or get fucked. By
Stephen Hawking.
Greta Thunberg.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, that's a rough one. I'm not gonna lie. That's a rough
one. I don't know. That was a horrible example.
Hey, you
want to
fuck a teenager or a dude in a wheelchair? Even for a dude.
She's legal now. She's 18.
Oh, I like that you know that. That's good.
All right, ladies' night personal questions. Let's get out of that. All right, we'll edit that part out. That's
I know. I really
good.
Want to know what these. I want to play. I want to know what the questions are.
Hypothetical questions.
Oh yeah, it's just I give you. It's like things that are like you shouldn't talk about. You know, that you're like, let's see if we can like get somewhere with this discussion that is an uncomfortable topic.
Yeah, like you know? I hit Erica with this one. Like if we were dating, I'd be like, Maggie, if we had a son and he was gay and did gay porn, would you watch his videos and support him?
There we go. That's
okay.
Good.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that's like
yeah.
the dumb
okay.
one where like girls is more like
that's
they
authentic.
Want to quantify the love. We're more like mm-hmm. this is the dumbest thought I've had.
Yeah. What
mm-hmm.
if?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what if?
And there's
yeah.
not like a right answer because it's like. In reality, you would never want to watch your son's gay porn. You wouldn't want to, I wouldn't want to watch my straight daughter's porn, my straight son's porn.
I didn't
even
want to watch Diddy's gay porn. That shit was crazy. You know?
Just the audio.
Just Drake.
Everyone wanted to see Drake's dick. He says, let's see if the music is real, you know?
See, that's a good one. Like, would you care if your son leaked a Drake dick video?
Yeah.
And then we get to be like, no, I'd be proud. And you'd be like, yeah, but your mom saw and your
yeah.
grandma saw and you're like,
that's not the first time she's seen it, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to answer that question?
Please.
No, I'm not gonna watch my gay son's porn.
But you don't want to support him?
You don't support your kid.
I can support without having to see it.
Yeah, but what if he's like one of those like seeing is believing type people?
You don't want to be proud of your little boy while he's screaming in agony?
Brian, screaming in pleasure, okay?
Oh, my bad.
You bigot.
Sorry, bro. Perspective shift, my bad.
You want to find out if he's a top or a bottom?
Yeah.
I knew it.
I knew my son took dick just like his mom.
That's the kind of shit you ask her? Yes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of something I actually asked her.
Yeah. That's all right.
I really want to know. I'm very
I know.
Curious. You don't got to hold back. You can just be honest.
I don't even remember. Like, would you rather have a kid without legs or without arms?
There we go. That's a good one. Yeah. I would say without arms.
Why?
Because I know someone that knows a dude that doesn't have arms and he just does everything with his legs. So it's like doable.
Weird.
Yeah. If you had arms, you'd have to like.
You gotta be super flexible if you do that too.
Yeah, he has like his feet are like hands. You just grab things with him. He's like a little chimpanzee.
I think you got to go no legs.
Yeah, I would say no legs.
There's no arms. You got to walk on your arms. You can't really do much.
What?
Wheelchair. Wheelchair.
Crutches.
And also they make prosthetics.
Well, no, you can't. Yeah, if we're doing that, you can't. No prosthetics are allowed in these questions. Otherwise, you get robotic arms or robotic legs. And like,
you get a robotic body.
Yeah, you can't do that. You got to just, you get
Lieutenant
numb.
Dan.
Yeah, you got to go full Lieutenant Dan for your life or full like Nazi zombie crawler.
Okay.
And, or you could go. I feel like a wheelchair should count, though.
You should be able to have a wheelchair. I want him to have arms. Crawling.
Pre-21st century technology.
Yeah, I'd rather. I don't know. I have a friend that's missing an arm, and it's weird.
You can't, like, it's. You got to think of, like, the little things. Like, if you have no arms, you need someone to wipe your ass for you. You need someone to change the channel for you.
You got Boudet installed?
You got Pat Drive. You got
voice activation.
Yeah,
now.
But you got to, like, earn money to be able to do that, and without hands it's very hard.
I bet you just making YouTube videos of you eating food will make you enough money, you know.
Probably.
But that's assuming the kid's
but that's
born
assuming
like,
that, like
around now when YouTube's like actual career versus like 20 years ago, you're fucked.
Oh, 20 years ago you're fucked.
Yeah, unless you you gotta go to the town
the
square.
Farther you go back in history, the more fucked you are, you
the
know?
More that you need arms
dude,
as opposed
you're
to legs.
Born in Viking days, they're just putting you down by the river, you know. Can't hold an ox, you know. You know, sorry bro, can't
did
hold
you,
an ox.
Did you see I want to say the video of the guy that got married to the conjoined twins?
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
Would you do that? Could you?
Would I do that?
Could you?
Could I?
Yeah. Could you date someone that looks like that?
Well, you do.
We're back
two.
On swingers again now.
Yeah, you do get two. That's pretty cool.
No, it's two heads. It's one private.
Yeah. And they're not. And he's not married to one of them. Yeah, I read about this story.
Married to one.
Yeah.
Married to both.
I agree with you. But one of them is like, no, we're not married. And he's like, no, I'm not married to that head. I'm married to this head.
Oh, my God. So every time he fucks, it's just rape.
Yeah, that's true. Ugh.
I thought about like, they're
crying
like,
at the altar for different reasons.
I thought about like the patience he must have, you know?
Like, and what is she supposed to, like the one that's not married, like just sit there on their dates, not say anything? Like, I'm over here. No big deal.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. What else are you supposed to do?
It's weird.
Yeah.
Could you do it? Could you date someone like that?
No.
Yeah. I don't know. I could either.
They actually made a movie about that. I think it's called Stick Around. I think Matt Damon's in it. I think Johnny Knoxville's the other guy.
I hope you're right.
I don't know. Maybe it's not Stick Around. Just look up Conjoined Twins movie. I'm pretty sure it's.
Is it a happy ending?
Yeah. Yeah, because they want to get the surgery and stuff. But
stuck
like
on
one
you.
One of them stuck on you.
Oops, how do you have surgery if you have like only one body?
Right, that means one of them has to die.
I don't know. What is that one? Was that one of the science, the miracles of science, when they split the first conjoined twins? Like, oh my God, we did it.
Yeah, probably, but that's when they like a share a femur. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
is it Matt Damon twice?
It's Matt Damon, Greg Keener, Eva Mendes. I mean, I don't recognize any of these other names.
No, I also don't think this was a summer blockbuster either, if no one even knows what the movie is.
It does look like Matt Damon twice.
Yeah, I thought it was Matt Damon with long hair.
Hey, it's got 5.8 out of 10 stars.
That's
it's higher
bad.
Than a lot of movies.
Yeah. That was crazy. Hey, would you rather have two dicks like this or two dicks like this?
Whoa.
Would you rather have them stacked on top of each
stacked
other?
Stacked on top, so you can do double penetration.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
But also, like, if you had them like this, you could, like, you know? And, like, now you could still be doing it with two chicks, you know? It'd be pretty cool. What would you rather have,
I'd say stacked. I'd rather have it stacked.
Do I come out of both dicks or just one? Are they separate nuts or the like simultaneous?
I was going to ask that next.
Because that changes my question.
Yeah. Would you rather have one super
nut?
Super
or two just regular?
Two regular.
You think
two
regular?
Yeah, you double the time for it.
One
you
can
super. Shoot it like a gun, yeah.
Because then one dick you can fuck with and it never stops working because it never comes. It's the super dick. That was my thought this whole time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's just like, yeah, it's like a. It's
this
like
is
you're
your. For, this is yeah. You have a for pleasure dick and a for work dick.
You're like a cowboy. You got your everyday shooter, yeah. And then you got your assassin. Yeah. This is what you assassinate.
You get the vision. You get the vision. Yeah.
The funny part is that you think we don't want you to finish when we do. That's we all you want guys you want. To yeah. finish. Yeah, just finish. It doesn't have to be a long time.
Fellas, let me ask you this: is there pressure on you when a girl starts saying like, "I want you to come"? Do you start feeling
I've
pressure?
I've never
in the back
had
of your
a girl
mind?
Say that.
Really?
I want you to come now.
Oh God,
that sucks.
Maybe I'm bad at sex. She's like, please, let's get this over with. Just come already.
No, but it can go on too long.
Yeah.
You like lose lubrication down there when you just keep going.
Yeah.
Are we done yet? Yeah. I'm giving you the minute light, you know. Wrap it up.
Yeah, that always it always puts a weird pressure on me. I always like feel weirded out, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Do you think a lot of guys have a pre-ejaculation problem? Is that like a real problem?
Define pre-ejaculation.
Yeah, define that.
You have sex for 3 minutes. You're ready to go. You're coming.
Yes.
Oh, dude, that's me. Like,
yeah, I mean,
time,
I'll
dude.
Speak from firsthand. Yeah, I stay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I am gay. Fuck me, you know?
Maybe you just don't like the girls that you're sleeping with,
most
and that's
of them,
why.
Yeah, most of them I despise.
But if you don't like them, wouldn't you want to finish faster to, like, hurry up?
That's the paradox that you're stuck in. It's a never-ending Jacob's ladder.
I'm trying
yeah.
to get this over with, yeah. I'm, like, really focused, you know?
Let me be free, please.
Are you watching...
It's a man's butt.
Do you watch porn every day?
I'm trying to stop, yeah.
You've been saying that for a year.
To you for 1 year. To everyone else for a millennia at this point. I remember when I was like 14, I was like, guys, I got to stop watching porn. They were like, yeah, right.
I mean, now the internet's helping. You can't really go on Pornhub or
yeah.
Was XNXX anymore.
You think that's the only one?
I know, but the main ones are running out right now.
Your NXXX is one of your main ones?
Yeah, Pornhub's like too mainstream. It's like too yeah. cinema.
Yeah, it shows you all the big ones.
Yeah,
yeah, I get
yeah, yeah.
No,
I want
X-videos,
like that 720p,
huh?
Like it's filmed in like a shed. That's how you get off these days, dude. Watch Damn. Glory Hole Secrets.
I like a lot of amateur stuff too. It gets me. I'm like, you guys are real people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Did you guys ever do a porn?
No.
$100,000, 30-second porn.
That's it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I'm not actually that worried sure. about anyone in my family. Like, none of them finding it. The yeah. ones that I would be like, they would maybe, it'd be funny if they found it.
I would just explain it.
Yeah.
And be like, how much do you make an hour? $12 an hour. Cut that in half. I made $100,000.
Here's $100 to fuck off.
Yeah, that's even
delete that video.
That. Here's $100 to fuck off. That's great. That's great. You're talking to your like 8-year-old cousin.
Wait, so like guys have a thing about being caught essentially? Like you'd be like you don't there's you have modesty essentially? Like you don't want that stuff leaked out?
No.
Yeah, why would anybody why would most people want to get caught like on camera fucking?
Well, I mean,
that's what you were asking basically.
Kim.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Yeah, she's a dumb slut though. We're all geniuses.
Wasted words.
you guys ever had any sex where like someone could catch you?
Yeah, I did
yeah.
have an arcade yeah, well, in like yeah. a photo booth. That was
yeah,
wild. Dude.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Exhilarating, huh?
Yeah.
It, like, dude.
Did it take the 4 pictures?
Dude, outside, I thought we were being
did
so
it?
Discreet. It was displaying everything going on in the photo booth outside.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Like, family's walking by. Timmy goes, what's that? The mom just goes, hurry the fuck up. Like, oh, my God.
Dude, I was so ashamed. And we were both ashamed and embarrassed. But, like, it was just a bunch of funny young black teenagers out there. I just kept hearing in the photo booth like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, man.
You weren't sitting in the photo booth going, man, they're like hyping me up. Like, do they know?
No. I was like, oh, I guess he wants something on the crane machine.
Yeah. You come out, you're like, woo, they're like, hell yeah.
Yeah, they kept patting me on the back,
you.
Dude.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, damn, you be fucking.
I tried to exchange tokens and the guy at the front desk was like, here you go, sir.
Oh, here you go, God. Master of the Arcade. By the way, here's a certificate. You know, own this place. You never done no crazy outdoor?
Yeah, of course I have.
Was it exhilarating?
Yeah, of course it was.
Did you love it?
Not all the time.
Were you more scared or thrilled?
It was on the back of a Sea-Doo in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
What's a Sea-Doo?
It's like those jet skis.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's awesome.
That's actually
it was really fun.
Fucking awesome. Yeah. That's actually kind of romantic. Yeah.
It was fun.
Dude, you're like the closest thing to a mermaid that I know.
So it was scary the second that you're like, oh, there are sharks.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, God.
But also,
so I don't know if that's like fear or thrill or like.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Also, it is very cool that instead of saying like, oh, I want you to come, you can be like, give me your semen.
Okay.
That's just a cool time you get to say it, you know? You're out in the middle of the ocean. You can still crack a little joke while you're doing it. That's fun.
The semen demon.
You know? The semen demon.
All right. You got a stack of, did you pick a card?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I picked it like 3 hypotheticals ago. Oh man, this kind of looks like it does have some cum on.
Thank you for letting me play. I enjoyed that.
What?
Game of hypotheticals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, hypotheticals. Welcome. Welcome to the brotherhood.
What's your outdoors
it's
gear?
The only place I fuck at this point is outside.
In the car?
Yeah, the park. My best one.
Oh.
Yeah. Like in the daytime.
Monkey bars or what?
People walk. It was like a big park in Portland, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
You have to go to Portland to have sex?
No, we were just in Portland.
Get fucked, Brian.
Well, I mean, sorry, not all you guys are gay. You can only find
we
your
get
people
it. You're homeless.
Place, you know? No, it was, we were just at the park, you know? We were just, you know.
That was the last time you had sex.
A lot of love and intensity, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, and then there was a bush. I was like, man, how perfect is that bush?
Can't wait.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it was awesome.
All right.
And she was like, come for me.
And then he never came again.
How long does it have to last to where they like come for me?
I say on average, I have sex for about 10 minutes at least. On average.
And then that's when they ask for it?
Sometimes it'll go 15.
Oh, you know? I thought you were going to say like an hour or something.
If I'm like really into her, I'll try to push it. It'll go about 20 to 30. Uh-huh. You know, I'm like really trying to soak it up. I know like this is the only time I'm ever going to have sex with this girl. It's just one time, you know? So I'm like.
But if you're fucking for half an hour, she'll most likely want to see you again.
No, they do.
And it's not
bad.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See why I don't like talking about it? You know? You know?
That's a long time. All right, what is this question? I need to know.
What can someone say or do that always makes you giggle?
I got a good one.
Semen.
That's one.
Semen demon.
Nothing makes me laugh harder than when, like, someone goes, like Brian goes, like, I went on a good date last night. Someone goes, oh, what's his name? That it's so dumb, but that makes me laugh.
That's what you love?
That makes me laugh every time, dude.
Fucking dumb. Because
it's so dumb. Bro. It's so dumb. And, like, and now in today's age, you so didn't get them. But it's so funny because when you catch someone, everyone's always like, oh, fuck. Oh. No, her name's Susan. It's a girl. I swear. That makes me laugh every time.
Yeah, like try to overcompensate.
Yeah. It's so fun. Like next, wait till like Dale says he went on a date and say it to him and you'll be like, oh, I got your ass, dude. It's so fun.
Yeah, I'm not even going to say that. I'm just going to look at you.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, it is a good one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Always makes me giggle.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you something that I'm just like always like that. So fucking.
I get like real excited when my sister and I talk because we don't talk on the phone a lot. But when I hear her say my name, like it makes me laugh. Like she's my favorite person in the whole world, and so I know like I'm excited when she.
Wait,
calls.
Wait, do it.
When she go, Mackie. She got it's just so funny. It's like yeah, it's my person. Like that's funny.
She your little sister?
Yeah.
Ah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Chris, Mackie. What you got?
Just. Just shitting on the poor, calling them peasants.
That's a good one.
I do love that one. I do love that one. Yeah. I am also shitting on myself, but yeah, that's fun. That's fun.
When I was in Cleveland, I was like just renting an apartment, and it happened to be like in the richest zip code. And then I had a friend, and I was like, oh, what's your zip code? He was like, 1473. And I was like, you're so poor.
Yeah, how's your Wi-Fi, piece of shit? Yeah. Yeah, you must have Spectrum. I don't have anything that makes me giggle, but I have been, if my estrogen levels are high, I've been crying a lot, dude.
What?
Yeah.
It's because you're, like, going to see your girlfriend, your ex?
I'll be watching videos about, like, God, I feel so lame for saying this. Like, God. You know?
What? I'll giggle,
man. You're right. This does make me giggle every time.
I don't know why, dude. I've been watching videos.
I should have said you're saying your feelings.
Yeah. That's a pretty good note to end on, you know. Yeah, I don't know why God's just been making me tear up. It's like when little
dude,
things
we gotta get
possible,
you some shrooms,
you know?
Before you join the Church of
That's
Scientology.
That's the reason I believe in God is fucking shrooms, bro.
Really?
Yeah, dude. You never done shrooms and you didn't realize everything's connected and that the world is perfect. You didn't realize that on shrooms.
Yeah, you believe in there's something bigger too.
Yeah, you didn't feel it.
Yeah.
Oh, the moment I did mushrooms, I said, "Oh, someone made this. Like, this is all." Someone, this is constructed.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I thought you were trying to find God. Like you were like, oh, I'm atheist.
That's why I cry, because it'll be like little things, you know, that like someone like really needs help and they'll like pull through, or like they'll be like I don't believe in God, but if there's a sign, give it to me, and then like their mom will call them or something. Mm-hmm. Little shit like that like he just shows he's around gets me, bro. Like it makes me all tear up inside, and I'm like, dude, I'll stop being a fucking piece of shit, you know. Stop.
This is coming from the guy that doesn't believe in a word
count.
I asked
you a question last week.
Yeah, because I think God's better than that. He didn't just, that's not the way
he just said that's regulates how many you get. You get 6 trillion words.
I'd be so
mad if
that's how he regulated us, you know. Would you rather have a word count or a sperm count?
Whoa. That's crazy, because you got to use the words to come to like to go home with a girl.
But also, if we were like women where you only had like a certain amount, you know. It would be much different. As men, we would be much different. We would be completely different creatures. Hell yeah. The storms of life.
So you can cry on the outro.
Amazing. This has been a fucking wild episode. I'm learning a lot, and thank you for letting me play. And I can't look at you because your mustard state is so distracting.
You're telling me it's pollen. On my dock.
Yeah. You know? Looks like you fucked a bee.
I know.
Yeah, just grab that flower. Get over here.
Anyway, Chris, thank you for taking time to be on the show today. What's
thank
your
you for having
corner
me.
Of the internet? How do we find you? Keep up with your shows
Devoutly
and things.
Devoutly Chris Chan on Instagram. I run a show every Friday at Alamo Draft House at 8:00.
Great show. Go check it out. Great show.
Hell yeah. Well, thank you so much for watching. I've been Maggie Mayfield.
I am Brian McDuffie.
And Brandon Lejean is our most incredible producer in the whole wide world. Thank you, Creek in the Cave Studios, for having us. And follow us on all the social medias at Slide In Pod. Thanks for watching.
Bye.